Our girls' score was 53-46 in favor of Pella, who get another season sweep over PC here with head coach Blaine Forsythe. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee. And, Coach, again, one of those where you've had to really battle in this four-game winning streak. Team seeing you that second time in the conference, you've had to overcome some injuries. But your girls able to put away the Eagles despite their late surge. Your thoughts about just another battle here, adding to this winning streak here tonight?
Yeah, you know, really proud of the way that our girls came out and played. You know, it's kind of been a wave of emotions throughout the season, just with some win streaks, some losing streaks, and for our girls that continue to battle, continue to come to work every day, says a lot about them, and just the way that they were able to set the tone right from the start, I thought was crucial. Our players did a great job of executing our scout, and we had some players really step up and hit some big shots and get some key rebounds for us.
And I felt like one of the big stories in this game that allowed you to build a big lead was your half-court defense. The Eagles never really feel like they settled into anything. If they scored, it came off of turnovers, or it kind of came off of maybe some backdoor passes and things like that. It felt like this is one of your stronger nights tonight in terms of half-court defense.
Yeah, you know, I thought our players did a great job, and we were definitely undersized for most of the night. And for, you know, Riley and some of those other players that were, you know, outmatched or outsized height-wise, you know, with our intensity and our ball pressure, we were able to overcome that. So just extremely proud of where we're at defensively, and continue to get defensively. Getting stops is huge, and really disrupting the flow of their offense was critical for us tonight.
Here at Blaine Forsythe, head coach of the Pella girls basketball team, interview powered by Hy-Vee with a 7-point win over PC to end the week and stay undefeated this week. And then your 3-point shooting tonight, they were good 3-pointers and they went in. And Avery in particular had a big night. Emma had a couple in that first half that allowed you to build a little bit of a lead. But it was Avery down the stretch who really got caught fire, and that was big. You needed her big time tonight to come through.
You know, Avery's a really good shooter for us. And I know she hasn't shot as well as she would have liked this season or for, you know, for this stretch. And for her to come out and hit, I think it was it four threes tonight was huge, and just to see her shoot with that kind of confidence is really important, and that's the confidence that we have in her and her players, our players have in her, so just for her to continue to see the basketball go in is a great confidence boost for her, especially this late in the season. So really proud of the way that she shot it, but also how her teammates found her and executed some sets that we had to get her some open shots.
Well, and this week tested in a lot of ways, right? Cameron Long goes down with an injury that's certainly going to keep her out for at least the short term. And you know, you were able to overcome that, still beat Oskaloosa, who was playing some of their better basketball on Tuesday. And then you come in tonight and you miss that extra on-ball presence and defender and did very well without her. But obviously, again, another test in resilience after losing Sheck for the season earlier this year. You add to the pile here, and the girls are fighting through it.
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of depth, and we have a lot of trust in all of our players on our team. And, you know, Avery's been a starter for us, so she's not that's not a new thing for her, but just a different role and, you know, guarding their best guard. And I thought she really stepped up and took on that challenge today, and it showed on both ends of the court. And when she's playing high-level basketball like she did tonight, she's an extremely good player for us, and just really excited for her and where we're at as a team.
Well, and this takes you into a tough final full week of the regular season after this, and this is similar to what we saw first rotation of the conference, able to win all the games that you needed to, and then things really ramp up next week. I know the first time that you played Indianola just was kind of a flat night. You're probably hoping to at least get off to a better start and stay competitive with an Indianola team that's pushed some of the better teams in this conference.
Yeah, you know, they really got after us last time, and I felt like it was our zone offense that wasn't great. And we've gotten better in that aspect, and you know, we're nowhere near perfect, but definitely are starting to see some things and understand where our teammates are going to be, and that'll be important for us on Tuesday night against Indianola's zone. And you know, just we'll need to continue to battle. Grover, we didn't see her the first time, but she's definitely a presence in the post, so we'll have to be ready to defend that and make sure they're not getting any easy buckets around the rim.
That's Blaine Forsythe, head coach of the Pella girls basketball team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee, a 53-46 win over PC. Coach, appreciate your time, and we'll see you Tuesday in Indianola.
Awesome. Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate your coverage.